Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I'm on a bit of a tear this morning. As you already know, I've already done a little vlog about it. Over Congress. Once again, it's Congress. Congress that isn't doing their job. Oh, they've come out now, the Republican rhinos, and they want to butt heads with the president. They don't want to have tariffs on Mexico. It's going to cost the American people too much. I believe we've reached a point in this nation. Well, I believe we are no longer represented, but that actually happened a long time ago. I'm disgusted with the Republicans, as you can tell. And at this point, I just consider the Democrats traitors to the nation. Really, the Republicans are, too. I didn't just start, or it didn't just start, with their hate for the once millionaire playboy TV star, now President of the United States, Donald Trump. It started a long time ago with their hate for you and their love for money. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, deals to spend your money, deals to jeopardize your safety, deals that will take your jobs. Deals that make them very wealthy. From over 100 years ago to now, and there's more in between, I was just on a rant here, Congress turned their backs on the American people by turning over the economic currency system of the United States of America to world bankers called the Federal Reserve. The beginning of a new world order, I do believe. Congress decided to perpetrate the greatest money scam of all against the American people, and they call it income tax. Later, Congress decided to remove the value of the currency by removing the gold standard. And now we have fiat notes, basically IOUs. Congress continues to work against the people, we the people, in nearly every legislative social program they propose and pass. Give the peasants a few crumbs and they'll be happy. Or they'll be dependent on government and not buck the system. Their system, not your system. My latest tear is the Republicans against the president's tariffs, the Mexico tariffs, to try and protect the border. These are the same Republicans that were against an emergency act. Oh, they didn't want to set a precedent. After 40 years, they didn't want to set a precedent. The same ones who do nothing until they need to jump through hoops for the Chamber of Commerce. So tariffs will hurt the Americans by raising the cost of goods. The American farmers and ranchers, especially in Texas, are going to suffer. Tariffs will make things worse for the nations south of the border. And even more will cross our border. Sounds suspiciously like a threat to me. Immigration is a Trojan horse. And it was built, it is protected, and it is approved by Congress. Let me give you a few facts here. Now, I want you to think about how much the price of goods are going to raise, you know, if they do tariffs to Mexico to try and get them to help with the borders crisis. Nationally, the annual cost of illegal immigration is $116 billion. State and local taxpayers are disproportionately footing the bill, with the majority of spending on free programs for illegals estimated at $88.9 billion. Education for illegals has been a $44.4 billion annual burden on local and state taxpayers. Gee, I wonder if we stop the inflow, how much money we might save. The National School Lunch Program, which costs taxpayers $13.6 billion annually, has caused many school districts to lose some of their federal funding. Free medical care for illegals costs $12.1 billion on the state and local level. Public services for illegals cost state and local taxpayers $18.5 billion. Welfare for illegals, another $2.9 billion. State and local governments also shell out an estimated $10.8 billion in costs for justice expenditures related to illegals. While the cost of American immigration can be easily seen on the national level, the enormous burden on state and local taxpayers is felt much closer to home, with property tax increases, overcrowded and underfunded schools, and increasing municipal costs. The economic infrastructure of the United States was not designed to withstand this type of influx, nor was it the goal of our founding fathers. This issue is the most recent Trojan horse threatening the American way of life. And you know, they know it. They that want to jump through the hoops of the Chamber of Commerce. Our way of life will be is changed. It is the essence of primal skeleton of redistribution of wealth, which has been proven downfall of most nations. So we pay more at the store. Ooh, scary. But Americans continue to pay more daily. Many of them pay with their lives. Congress, Republicans, Democrats, they're doing just fine. And they intend to keep it that way. Yeah, I've been on a little bit of a tear, but we do have a guest today, and I don't know if we're even on the same page with this one, but I'm going to tell you what. It's another crime perpetrated against the American people, and we have with us today Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, how are you doing today? Thank you for putting up with me, by the way.
Oh, no problem, and I don't know why we wouldn't be on the same page. I mean, what?
Well, I think we are, but I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at Congress, I don't know why anybody would expect anything different. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, this is how Congress works. It's how they work today. It's how they worked in the past, and it's not going to change.
And so this is
what we can expect. And, you know, it's, I mean, all they're worried about is they're trying to get an increase in their pay raises. Congress.
You bet.
So, you know, it's, you know, sure. I mean, we can talk tariffs and we can really look to see what what really is going to happen. I don't think they're going to put them on there anyway. I do have a different view. I think we should be able to take care of our own immigration problems. We shouldn't have to go to other countries and say, hey, can you help us? I mean, how strong are we? You know, we need to be forceful and hey, it's pretty easy. Close those borders. It's that simple. You know, we need to change the immigration. But you're right. Congress, what are they doing? That's where we need changes.
And, well, Congress, the reason we've come to this tariff point is because Congress won't allow the president to do anything at the border.
Well, they had 2 years, couldn't get anything done, you know. So, you know, I agree, things turn slow, and I know it takes time and so forth and whatnot, but it's to me, they're still the same. You know, that all they care about is the election. They'll do what they need to do. They'll say what they need to say in order to get reelected, and that's the bottom line.
You know what I think?
Our farmers are hurting.
Yes, they are, and I'll be the first to admit that. We are headed into a break, but I was going to say, I don't think they really care, the Republicans, about having a majority. I think it's better for them not to.
They haven't cared anything about this country for a very long time.
Bingo. We're going into a break. I'm going to hold off on the calls till Melody and I kind of sort through a few things, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a sponsor of this show. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's the sponsor of today's show. She's the sponsor of the show every day, but she's here today. And you can visit her at her website at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Sign up for her newsletter there. Give her a call. You're going to want to make some changes and preserve and secure your wealth, your portfolio with gold and with silver. So give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, I know that you and I agree that Congress is the biggest problem of all. Presidents come and presidents go, and we have good ones, we have bad ones, but Congress is the ones who make the laws. They've made the laws that they're complaining about on immigration. They make the laws they complain about on taxes. They make the laws that are just about anything, and then they complain about it. And they do nothing about it except get rich. I saw these same Republicans. One of them is Roy Blunt here from the state of Missouri. He's a huge rhino. I believe he's starting to grow that little horn. And he has pretended to be on the president's side, but every time some big vote comes, he's not on the president's side. And Missouri has recognized that, and I don't think he's going to get there again. I think he's done. I think he's finished. But I don't know. You know, people just keep reelecting these rhinos and these Democrats that cling to socialism and just destroying this nation. And literally we're on the last thread, if that thread is even there. I think we're threadbare with liberty, and whatever liberties we once had are pretty much gone. But I'm not done fighting, and I know you're not done fighting either. I'm going to try to expose as many of them as I can. The tariff war should never have come to that. It should have never come to the part of the president saying Mexico needs to help because, you know, they're kind of in on it. They really are in on it with their cartel. And but Congress should have done something, and they haven't.
Yeah, but what are we going to do? Are we actually going to change Mexico? I mean, are we going to change that regime, too? I mean,
I agree with you on that.
Do you realize? I did not know this. I was checking a little bit about Mexico and these tariffs and on our oil. Do you know? I mean, we import most from Canada, but Mexico's number two that we import oil that's turned into gasoline and energy and so forth, heating. And
interesting,
the Saudis own the largest refineries in the country. So it just kind of gets my goat.
Go ahead, let it out.
You know, that here we are, you know, we should be paying pennies on the dollar for our gasoline or energy costs and everything else. We can fully support ourselves, and yet we have the Saudis, everything. Every time we buy gasoline, it just goes right into the Saudis. It just, I don't know. There's
doesn't
so many
dots. Doesn't make any
dots.
Sense, does it?
There's so many dots, and when you see something that happens over here, if you follow it through and you see the connections, it's just disturbing. And that's just one. I mean, that's just one area.
It is.
And then when we talk about the tariffs, it's like then we go back to our agriculture and my tomatoes. Most of our tomatoes come from Mexico. I mean, I grow my own, but I mean for people who don't, maybe they should, and you should always look to see where they're grown and where they're from. And most of our tomatoes come from Mexico. And, you know, it does matter if prices rise in the grocery stores because people are having difficult times getting by because their dollar doesn't buy what it used to buy. And, you know, is manufacturing coming back because of these tariffs? Would it push companies to bring their companies here? People in Mexico get paid $6 an hour, and that includes their benefits. So it's I don't know what the answers are. I do like to see something being done. It's just not the same old. So you know, hey, let's see what happens. But I mean,
My thing is, with these Republicans, is it isn't about the prices. They could care less what the American people are paying. But they do care about the Chamber of Commerce. They do care about that. And they'll bring that up, which is legitimate. I mean, it will affect the farmers. It will affect the production of the cost of goods. But what they don't tell us is how much the illegal immigration is already costing the American people. And if we could get that stopped, we would save a lot of money. They don't want you to know that.
Yeah, but you know what? People can't relate to that when the government pays for something, the cost, for some reason, the majority of people, at least half the people, can't believe that it's they themselves that are paying for it. There's this disconnect. Don't ask me why. You know, they don't understand that the taxpayers are on the hook for the cost of everything that goes out. But, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, we should see what it, but it doesn't seem to matter because we had these costs how long ago? 30, 40 years? It's been costing us more and more and more. And people just, I mean, there's tons of other things that's cost us just as much, if not more. And it's just like it doesn't seem to matter as long as it keeps functioning.
And they're about to pass another spending bill.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that close. They're going to pass it, and the president's going to sign it, and here we go again. There's this little cycle of, you know.
Just paper. So, and they will print until the cows come home, but, hey, you know, the cows are entering the gates. And
well, we lost a lot of cows, too. So, it's, you know, it's
See, I personally
it's
don't
not good. We're in a bad situation, and the bad situation.
I don't believe they'll do the tariffs. You know, I don't know how much the tariffs actually have to is related to passing of the USMC, the new NAFTA agreement. The timing is kind of all at the same time, so I really don't know. If the tariffs would actually come on and so forth. If they do, you know, it'll be that 5%. I can't imagine that it would be any more. And I think there would be so many exemptions, you know, waivers for various industries and so forth. So, you know, and again, we really don't know until it actually happens who would be affected. I mean, they've done it, you know, sometimes with these tariffs, they'll have these waivers and so forth first and whatnot. So, I mean, we really don't know yet. But it does show the true color of what we have in Congress. It shows their true colors.
Not only that, but they did it while the president was abroad. That's when
he announced this just as he was heading out, too. So, you know.
Well, we've known it.
Timing is everything in Washington. It's all theatrics. You know, everything
is
planned.
Everything
is planned when things are going to be released and to get the most impact and so forth. And then I do believe,
we'll just have to wait and see this
one.
I don't trust those congressmen one little bit. Not one little bit. And I haven't for a long time.
They're only going to do what serves their own interest, and that's...
You got it. That's exactly right, Melody. Yeah. And that's what we need to do. We need to start serving our own interests and our communities here. And that starts at home. And I didn't mean to jump so quickly there, but you left it open. We complain about this monetary system. We complain about Congress, and I believe Congress, we could complain about them forever. Until we start voting them out, I guess we get what we deserve. But we still need to take care of things at home, and we should do that by securing our own wealth, our own savings with gold and silver. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And of course, I'm really close to a break, but I want you to go ahead and start important that is.
We had a nice rally in gold today. It was because of signs of economic weakness on yesterday, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sort of gave the sign that they would cut rates. There would be an interest rate reduction by the Federal Reserve if it was needed. So it actually pushed the metals price to a high of the highest price in 3.5 months. Futures today touched close to $1,349. There was a report today that was released on private sector employment for May from the payroll processor ADP, and they said the employers hired 27,000 people in the month of May, and this marks the lowest growth since March of 2010.
Let's talk about that when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair, servicing, and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Timing is everything in D.C. It's everything on the radio, too. And I was interrupting you when we were going into that break, and I do apologize for that. You were kind of giving a synopsis of the job report, and I want you to get back on that.
Well, ADP is a payroll processor, and they're never usually correct when it comes to the actual report from the government on Friday, of course. So we're not sure. I think that the government, and it's just not this administration, but all administrations probably, tweak it to their benefit here and there. So, but the ADP came out at 27,000 people in the month of May. So, and this is the lowest growth since March of 2010, of course, if we go by their reports too. So it gives us an idea of what is happening, and of course this did put a little bit of pressure on the U.S. dollar, and that's why we did see this biggest jump that we saw in gold today. So it was a good day. We had a high of that in the futures, but it did settle back. It was up it was up almost $20 this morning after a good showing in gold for the past week. We've had a $50 increase, so we can add on to it again today. So gold is performing very well. Silver is still a little sluggish. It did make it over $15 this morning, though. It was $15.13 for a high, and it did settle back to below just below $15. So it's great to see the prices move. And, you know, whether it's up or down, it's good to see some action. We're still in this trend, you know, I'd really gold trading between, I don't know, 1260 maybe, 1270, and this 1325 level. So I'd like to see it break out. But I think in the future, I mean, you know, we used to talk about during the 2008 recession that we'd see gold jump $100 a day. We're going to see gold jump $300-$500 a day without a doubt. I think you could probably see silver jump $3-$4 a day. And I think this is going to be, we'll experience this as they have suppressed the price so much. They weakened these markets by, you know, creating other programs so brokers could join in and control people's money. And it just takes a little bit longer for the real money to come into the precious metals markets. Crude oil today is down another $2 at $51.39. I mean, U.S. dollar is still strong by any measure. You're looking at 97.09 this morning. It's just down 0.04. So it's still strong compared to the other world currencies and so forth. But it gives us an idea of what happens, even when we get these little blurps in these markets, of how gold is going to respond. And there isn't anything that has changed, ladies and gentlemen. We're still in a fiat currency. Your money is going to buy you less. We have debt that's too great to be paid, period. And so it will be defaulted on. I mean, even President Trump said that during the campaign. It's going to be defaulted on. The debt is going to be renegotiated. And with that goes all your assets. With that goes with all your, you know, purchasing power. So it's how long they can keep this charade going, I don't know. Enjoy it while we can.
Two things that you said there made me think that people need to, you know, we're not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. We're not saying it's going to happen next week. We don't know. But if gold and silver are going to go up, now's the time to get in. So you need to want to do that, don't they? And
absolutely. I mean, and I hear this, well, who's going to buy my gold when it's 5,000? There'll be so many lines standing out doors of brokers and gold dealers that we're not going to be able to supply them with all the metals that they're going to desire. Because what happens when you have a, and now, yeah, there's no problem. But when you have a currency that's trading at when you have a commodity, if you have gold trading at $5,000, mm-hmm. and the dollar is falling out of bed, people will pay $8,000 and $9,000 and $10,000 just to protect their purchasing power if it can be had. And that's the biggest question. Will it be there to supply their needs? And I don't think there will be. It's a very tight market. Same way with silver. It's a very tight market. And so,
let me give our phone number out. If anybody's got a question and want to join in the conversation with Melody and Beth Ann, just call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Keep it on topic today. It's not free for all Friday, so keep it on topic. And the number to call Melody in her office that you're going to want to do here in just a little bit is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website. She has lots of things there, and she has a newsletter, and she has her own talk show that she does daily. And that is simply dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You know, Melody, you see everything that happens, whether it's coming out of Congress or wherever it's coming from, and, you know, it can't last forever. We know that we can't keep propping this economy up with debt and expect it to stay that way. The sooner or later, those deck of cards are going to fall. And it's something that people need to be ready for. And I know you know that. I was just trying to reemphasize that with my listeners. So,
well, what I'm hoping that President Trump can do is to offer us a little softer landing.
Yes.
You know,
that'd
and
be nice.
I mean, you know, but we're all going to everyone's going to experience pain financially, regardless of what happens. And, you know, our prices are going to rise. I mean, everybody knows we have inflation. I mean, if anybody has bought into the, you know, the government's inflation number, the Fed's inflation number of, you know, under 2%, like 1.2 or something like that, whatever it is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if anybody has bought into that, I mean, do people really believe that? Seems to work because it keeps the system going. But in the meantime, you know, and what they do is they pull out our food and energy. Well, that's what everybody spends their money on, food and energy. But, oh, we don't want to apply that. That might make inflation high. That might make the stock markets go down. They have to keep that stock market high because the majority of, you know, people who have pension plans, retirement accounts, what are they going to do with you when that market collapses? How are people going to react? They're going to be really upset. They might just go after, you know, the people responsible. So if they have any money left to do so, and that's the problem. You know, I used to trade options. So somebody said to me one day, well, you know, we're doing pretty good on these options, but what if something happens and the brokerages that we're using go, you know, shut their doors and we can't get access? All our money, we could be making millions of dollars and it would be caught up in litigation. It'd take us years if we ever got it. I never played again.
Yeah.
Because he was right. Once these markets, it came back in 2008. At what cost? At the cost of trillions and trillions of dollars, just not from our federal government. You got multinational corporations because it's free money, basically. They've gone in debt to buy back their shares to keep the stock market propped up. Why do you really think there was a big pressure on the 10-year yield when it was hitting 3.25%? Because all these corporations had to roll over their debt and pay higher rates. They were suffering. That put a clench in the economy. So there's a whole lot more to it than your credit card interest rates rising when the 10-year yield was at 3.25% and home rates were, you know, closing in on 5%. That's part of it. So they're between a rock and a hard place, and all they expect is to try to keep this going for as long as possible. But hey, if you're doing, and I'm happy if people are doing better.
Oh,
I'm happy if they're, you know, being successful in these markets. But protect it.
Absolutely protect it. And we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will be in the final segment. If you make a call, you got to keep it short. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Bethann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, "Buy Made in the USA." CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. My Pillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick. We have Tom from Michigan. He wants to talk a little bit about the tariffs. Tom, how are you doing today?
Hi. I can't complain. Just real quick about the tariffs. Congress has the power of tariffs for raising revenue. And I guess it's just a sign of how much trouble we're in or how far we've fallen that now tariffs are being used to punish Mexico. I mean, not that isn't a good idea.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like if we wanted to punish Mexico, it would be a bill of mark or reprisal is in Article 1, powers of Congress. It's not just this one individual thing. It's, this just shows across the board how things have been twisted around where the president's doing Congress's job and Congress is doing the president's job and the courts are doing Congress's job. And, just things are way out of hand. It just depends on whose ox is getting gored.
You got that right, Tom. I appreciate your comment. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Welcome.
You know, Melody,
Tom is absolutely correct.
They are
absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Well, this is a sign, and he's absolutely. Do we need the revenue that bad? People should look at it that way. Are they that desperate that they need this? Or are we that deep in debt? I mean, we've seen the increase in the numbers of debt. They throw around trillions of dollars for infrastructure spending. We have China that's not buying our debt anymore.
Right.
So do we need the revenue that bad? Is that a sign? I think so.
I didn't get a chance to look it up this morning, but I heard somebody say last night about the tariffs that Mexico has on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking maybe we should do a little comparison here. And I didn't look at them, so I don't know. And I didn't know if you knew what they were or what they were on. But they do use it for punishment as well as revenue. For some reason, tariff is a dirty word these days. And, you know, we wouldn't even be at this point had Congress done their job in the first place.
Right.
So we wouldn't even be at this point.
I agree. I mean, we do have tariffs on items. I mean, we do. We have duties on items. We have tariffs on items. We have tariffs on steel and so forth that were there to begin with. I mean, we do have some tariffs on some things. And I don't have a problem with tariffs. My only thought is what do we really expect in today's world of how they're going to affect? Because it isn't going to affect the president. It's not going to affect Congress. It's not going to affect anybody but us. So how is that going to affect us? Are we willing to pay the pain? People are already in pain. So financial pain. So, you know, yeah, we can. We're willing to experience some pain. But then on the other hand, it's like, well, instead of us experiencing pain, let's hold those accountable.
I think that's a good
for what
idea.
They've done.
Or did
and
do?
So how do we do that? I don't know. That's another program.
Yeah, it is all together. And, you know, somebody called me yesterday and asked me if we were going to start doing our other program again, by the way. I said, well, not anytime soon, but we do have the little idea on the back burner, but we haven't decided
to do it
again.
I love doing that program. I do miss it.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. You know, as we were going into that break, we were talking about we have to take care of it at home. We have to secure and preserve at home, and I'm going to let you take it from there because you were getting ready to tell that when the music started to play.
Well, I think I was coming in, and I think most of your listeners already know this. You know, we do have to – it's difficult to go against the stream. There's a lot of people out there. I mean, I've always known – what we're experiencing today is all the result of a fiat currency. It's just manifested itself to these various problems that we have, and Congress just went along to keep it flowing, you know. And I'm thinking all this as the president is in Normandy and, you know, all these, all this news that's being dedicated and so forth, you know, and you just bring it all around and you look to the real reasons. You know, it's really all about money, and they continue to get wealthy. We continue to get poor. People lose their lives, and it's a sad commentary. And so nobody cares about us. Nobody cares about you. You have to care for yourself.
They don't.
And this is going to happen. We just don't know when. And all of these people out there who give dates and everything, you know, the more somebody gives a date when something is going to happen, the less they really know. Is the way I look at it.
Well, and when that doesn't happen, you need to stop listening to them.
I used to tell my customers, you know, you can listen to a lot of the information that's given, but when it comes to dates and when it comes to buying your gold, you just ignore everybody and you just call it discount gold and silver. And we'll just tell you the truth. There's nothing wrong with learning and trying to find out the truth. And do your own research. You have to do your own research because there is a lot of, it's just not fake news.
There's a lot of information.
But there's a lot of opinions.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's why I always try to just give the news and the facts and try to bring it together. And so you do need to take charge and you need to take control and you need to convert those fiat dollars into something that's real, into real money.
And we've got about a minute to tell them how to do that.
Well, they can give us a call at 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Gold has been on a tear, And it's interesting because there really isn't any big significant thing to tag it to. And I think it's just eventually just coming around, responding to all the things that they had suppressed it. So hopefully we'll see it break 1350 here in the near future. It's a great May and June to see gold reacting in this manner. That tells us that we're not going to have a summer doldrums in the gold and silver market. You got to remember the recession of 2008 actually kind of started in June. So are we having a repeat of that? Well, we'll know in July. So they can give us a call. Visit my website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And we are working on our website. And, again, I don't even like to report on that anymore just because we've been so
It's been a while. I understand. Yeah. It's slow moving. Yes,
it
I
is.
Understand.
It is. Thank
1-800.
You,
thank you, Melody. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Give Melody a call. Talk about what you want to do, what you maybe think you ought to do. And she's not a financial advisor, but she will give you an opinion, and she will help
word.
You make a decision. What's that?
There's that word, opinion.
Opinion. She will give you an opinion. I give opinions every day.
Okay.
Melody, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
It takes all of us. And if Melody wasn't here, I wouldn't be here. And we wouldn't be working together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.